This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
As state and local governments across the country continue to grapple with more than $1 trillion in unfunded pension obligations, they might want to take note of what's happening in Chicago. That city has one of the worst pension problems in the country, and Mayor Rahm Emanuel is now proposing a whopper of a property tax increase and hikes in fees such as garbage collection and Uber rides. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Chicago faces around $20 billion in unfunded pension obligations. Its bond rating has been downgraded to junk, and it's had budget deficit after budget deficit.
The seeds of our financial crisis were planted many decades ago.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel yesterday said several years of cutting spending hasn't been enough.
We would need to cut 2,500 police officers and lay off 2,000 firefighters.
Instead, the mayor is proposing a property tax increase. It'll affect everyone regardless of income. On a $250,000 home, let's say, that's a $540 hike.
This is really a historic moment.
Lawrence Massal has been tracking city finances for more than a decade. He heads the Chicago Civic Federation, a watchdog group.
This is a complete change in direction. The first time any mayor has told the city council that there was no magic to balancing the city's budget.
Massal says this tax hike may not be the last, as the city's struggling school system and state government also grapple with pension shortfalls. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.